Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Dean Smith had a strange bond that held Tar Heel Nation together. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I've read more about Dean Smith in the last 2 days than maybe in any full season he was coaching. The stories, they are all true. The tributes, they are all sincere. The memories are, well, as we recall them. They all had one common denominator among Tar Heel alumni and adopted alumni. The Shy-Kansan had a mesmerizing effect on everyone who got hooked on Carolina basketball. And whether you came to Chapel Hill in the 60s or in the 90s, the Dean Smith hole grabbed you and sucked you in. Wherever we gathered, Dean Smith was in the crosshairs, whether holding the ball in the 60s and 70s or holding Michael Jordan under 20 points in the 80s. Smith was our lovable lightning rod, and it was not a social exercise for the meek or weak at heart. The group dwindled quickly when those who did not want to stay in debate sought refuge in another room as the conversation crossed over the line into sometimes heated dialogue. Those who liked to argue strategy stayed. Others watched annoyingly from another room as the passion spilled out. And it wasn't about victory or defeat, more how the outcome was achieved. Carolina usually won, but a single defeat could turn the debate microscopic. How they won or lost, how they played, and who they played. Was Smith a great recruiter or a great strategist or both? Some thought the unselfish team aspect of the Tar Heels was overdone, that Smith did not let his star players truly shine. Why did he continue to force the tempo against opponents with four good ball handlers and four good shooters in the days before the shot clock? When they fell behind in big games, why not scrap the dogged defense and try to cool off the hot shooters, accept a slower pace, and try to win a close game? Ironically, when they were ahead late in the days before the shot clock, that's exactly what they did with four corners, really losing with that strategy. It was almost as if Smith, the coach and mad scientist, did it on purpose to push the outer bounds of his philosophy, keep the fans engaged, and sometimes inflamed across the living rooms of America. Those who could no longer stand the debate looked on annoyingly from the safety of another room, but could never disengage completely. After all, it was Carolina basketball, and Dean Smith was our coach, our lovable lightning rod. This is Archansky. See ya.